Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, I'm not the only one fired up today, I can tell you that. As I look over here in Command Center Alpha, I see German Shepherd Puppy Pendragon's Royal Baron. He's got his big ears up, his big bat ears up. He is on alert. He is at attention. He is pacing back and forth. He's not happy either. Why? Because as alpha males, the entire male species, we are under attack once again this week. If you are a male, especially a heterosexual male, guilty as charged. You are guilty for some crime in the future that involves sexual harassment or some violent sexual predator crime. The fact of the matter is, with these dames now, and they're not even dames, they're broads. Big difference. We're all guilty from the time we come out of the womb. Long ash greeting, and I won't have it, by the way. We're going to defend our honor and our rights as alpha Americans. Long ash greetings and salutations, a long ash snappy salute, semper delectatio. Always pleasure, long live the alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. Your global five-star general and global alpha male in chief, front and center, Humidor 1A, Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City. As always, I welcome you, and if you care to follow us on social media, go to CigarDave.com. You should have that bookmark upper right-hand corner. You will be able to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Don't forget to download the Cigar Dave mobile app. You can enjoy alpha male pleasure maneuvers 24/7, 365 on your Android device, on your iOS, your iPhone, your iPad, and on your Kindle device. So just do a search in the respective stores or the app stores for Cigar Dave. We are under attack. But before I talk about being under attack, I figured, you know what, I like to start the show on a happy note, on a positive note, and I have multiple items that I can get to. First up, I think this is a topic that will make every alpha American or alpha male across the globe very happy. According to a new study, if you are over 50, and over a period of 1 month, you conduct horizontal pleasure maneuvers at least four times, you exercise 16 times, take a holiday or mini break, you will feel at least 15 years younger. The survey conducted by orthopedic support firm NeoG found that petting animals, I wonder if that involves petting pussycats, going on holidays, seeing buddies and spending time being alone with your partner or your harem also made people feel much younger. And those who were more active found that they felt more than 12 years younger than those who were less active. So the key here is the more alpha male pleasure maneuvers that you enjoy, the more harem pleasure maneuvers that you enjoy, the younger you shall feel. So I highly espouse that all of you take your harem for a romp, for some horizontal pleasure maneuvers, get serviced, get satisfied, and it goes both ways. Not only should you be properly serviced, they should properly be serviced as well. Pleasure goes both ways. And as I look over at Pendragon's Royal Baron, I see that he has just gotten into a bag of libations that I just bought. Baron, no, you cannot sample the bourbon libations. And speaking of bourbon, we'll be joined in the second hour by Harlan Wheatley, the master distiller over at Buffalo Trace Distillery. He'll join us from Frankfort, Kentucky, as we celebrate, continue celebrating Bourbon Heritage Month. Next week, we have got a huge tasting. We are going to be conducting National Bourbon Heritage Month tasting maneuvers that will go the entire 2 hours. Special guest Sommelier Dave, special other guests. We're going to sample. We're going to try to break a record. I think we're going to be sampling about 25 to 30 different bourbons and American whiskeys. It is a difficult job, but I'm willing to take one for the alpha male team in order to provide you with the proper information so you can make informed decisions as it relates to your bourbon pleasure as well as your American distilled whiskey pleasure. All right, we are under attack. There's no ifs, there's no ands, there are no buts. We are under attack. Why? Because the Supreme Court nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, has been accused of not rape, but forcible, I guess you could say, if. I'm trying to think the correct term because the woman in question, Dr. Christine Blakey Ford, said that when she was 15 that she was, to a degree, sexually assaulted. She was pinned on the bed. She was at this party, and she is stating that it was Brett Kavanaugh when he was 17 years of age. Now, I have always believed that you should always wait to hear the evidence before making a decision. That's what making an informed decision is all about. And we have seen too many instances where people rush to judgment before the facts are in. And it's not just whether it is a crime, a sexual assault, but we've seen it in aviation disasters. We've seen it in shootings. We've seen it in all sorts of other things that have taken place in real life where you want to rush to judgment. You think this is what happened when in reality, when the facts are discovered, as our good friend Lee Corso of ESPN would say, not so fast, my friends. We find something else. But we as alpha males, we as men, the male species, we are under attack. We're under attack by the Democrat females, by the Democrat males, who to them have no problem besmirching the character, the reputation of a judicial candidate, because to them the ends justify the means. They don't care about facts. They could care less about facts. I want to know the facts. So let's talk a little bit about Dr. Christine Blakey Ford versus Judge Brett Kavanaugh. This week we saw the female members of the Senate. We saw the female Democrat establishment, the entire Democrat establishment, going absolutely berserk, going after men like I have never seen it before, like a bunch of crazed wolves, wild dogs, like a wolf on a sheep's carcass, going after men left and right. Why? Because Dr. Christine Blakey Ford accused, made an accusation. Now, she wanted her day in court, and that's really a pun, but her attorney said she wants to be heard. And so the Judiciary Committee of the Senate says, okay, we'll make it happen. You want to come testify? This was now last Monday it took place. So they invited her to come this coming Monday, gave her a week. They said, great. Do you want to appear in public, in private? If it's a problem to come to Washington, we'll come out to you. Now, I don't ever remember a House or Senate committee bending over backwards, accommodating somebody in the manner in which the Senate Judiciary Committee is. But they're playing this right. They're saying, okay, we don't want to be forced to look like we're bullies and we're railroading somebody. You want to testify here? Great. We'll come out to you to talk to you. They're doing everything they can to bend over backwards to the point where it's becoming absolutely, it's pathetic. Because if you or I were called in front of a Senate or a House committee, we'd be told, this is the day, this is the time, and you've got to be there. And guess what? Everybody would show up. But not in this case. But what makes this case even more suspicious to me, and I believe that this woman should be heard, I want to hear what she has to say. What makes it more suspicious is the fact that her attorney said, absolutely, my client, Christine Blakey Ford, would absolutely want to be heard in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. She wants her story told. Fine. But when you appear in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, you do so taking an oath that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalties of perjury. Now, I believe there's all these conditions being thrown. We've seen it happening in the last few days. Oh, she can't appear before this one. Got to appear at, I can't do Monday, but we can do maybe Thursday. But maybe we can do it Thursday at 4:10 p.m., but not 3:55 p.m. We can't have him in the room, which fine, I understand. We've got to go after Kavanaugh. I've never heard of the accused going before the accuser, ever. She wants all sorts of special treatment. So now I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, they're putting in all these roadblocks for what reason? For what reason? Because the woman does not want to go under oath. Now, again, I don't know if her story is true or not. I want to hear what she has to say. If you accuse somebody and you slander somebody and say this person did it and besmirch their name, if they didn't do it, well, to me, you ought to be punished. You ought to suffer the consequences. So I want to hear what she has to say, but they're putting in all sorts of roadblocks. But what I have seen over the past week by these senators and media people and these Hollywood stars, I believe her. How do we know? How do we know? Let's take a listen to what we'll start off with Senator Mazie Hirono, Texocrat from Hawaii.
I expect the men in this country and the men in this committee, and many of them, believe me, because we all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation. But really, guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change.
Oh, I see. So as men, we're always wrong, and we should just shut up. We shouldn't have an opinion on this. We should just be dumb lemmings, like most taxocrats, and just shut our mouths even if somebody is wrongly being accused. We don't know. I want to know. But the audacity for Senator Mazie Hirono, you know, in fact, she's from Hawaii. Let's pay proper tribute. I mean, when you think of Hawaii, what do you think of? Don Ho. Sergeant Steve, hit the band, please. Hit the music.
Tiny bubbles.
But now everything is peaceful and calm as I talk about Senator Mazie Hirono. I wonder if she's going to say that I'm being sexist by playing the great Don Ho. I'm not playing a female Hawaiian singer. Which reminds me of the time Milton Berle. As we talk about Don Ho, Milton Berle was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
You talk about Don Ho?
Don Ho.
In Hawaii, I like that bit. I stayed with Don Ho in his house, at the Ho House, and while I was there...
at the Ho House. Oh, wait a minute. Could I be accused of perpetuating a stereotype that Don Ho ran a Ho House? Wait a minute. I think we should get the proper evidence. I should be called in front of some sort of congressional committee to find out if indeed Don Ho really did run a whole house. This is the ridiculousness, the craziness. But for Senator Hirono to say, just for all the men in this country, shut up. Can you imagine if a male senator stood up and said, I expect the women in this country and the women on this committee, because we all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation, but really, guess who's perpetuating all these kind of actions? It's the women in this country. And I just want to say to the women in this country, shut up step up, do the right thing for a change. Can you imagine? There would be bloodletting in the streets, the horror. Every member of the Livestream media would be saying, oh, how dare this person, how dare that senator, that male senator, or that male congressman, or that male celebrity tell women to shut up. We have earned the right to speak. We have earned the right for equality. But it doesn't apply when it comes to women telling men to shut up. And now what we're seeing is that if you dare to criticize and say, wait, I just want to hear what this woman has to say, what Christine Blakey Ford has to say. I'm not rushing to judgment. Oh, you're not rushing to judgment? And you know what? You are anti-woman. You are railroading this woman. She suffered a trauma. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. I don't know. Now, let's talk about Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from the crumbling empire state of New York. Also a Dem, also a Texocrat. Talk about melodramatic. Hit it.
I believe Dr. Blasey Ford because she's telling the truth, and you know it by her story.
Oh, I was calling her Blakey Ford. I'm sorry. Dr. Blasey Ford. I hope I don't get summoned from some committee saying that I was purposely mispronouncing her name. Senator Blasey, or correction, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. I want to make sure that I correct that. So Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, in other appearances, stated that because the Senate Judiciary Committee wants to have the hearing on Monday, they gave her a week, and because they're saying, look, we'll come to you, we'll you can do it in private, public, now they're railroading her. Now what they're doing is they're bullying her. That's what they're saying. They're now saying that, wait a minute, this woman, this Blasey Ford, wanted her story told. The committee's bending over backwards. They want it on Monday, but now they're bullying her because she doesn't want to testify on Monday. You know what, Dr. Blasey Ford? Too damn bad. And to all the women that are saying, well, we've got to accommodate her, sorry, that's not how it works. Judge Kavanaugh said, hey, I'm ready to testify immediately. Let's go. Immediately. I don't want to wait. I, again, don't know whether this happened or not. I find it a little bit curious that she doesn't remember where it happened. She doesn't remember when it happened. But all of a sudden, now she, for 35 years, this has been lingering and this has been an issue. And again, Senator Feinstein wakes up releasing this letter or leaked out just before the vote is ready to be taken. This is not about a woman's supposed sexual harassment. We all know what this is about. This is about the fact that the court would lean conservative, a lifetime appointment. And the Dems have been using the judiciary for the last 50 years as a branch of government to make laws. They know they can't pass laws through Congress, so they're now stacking all the courts from the circuit court to the Supreme Court, and now all of a sudden, the tide is turning. When Obama got to select two Supreme Court justices, I didn't see the conservatives, Republicans jumping up and down. In fact, I think both of his judicial nominees to the Supreme Court won, I want to say, like 97-3, 98-2, 96-4, something like that. You didn't see people jumping up and down and trying to besmirch the two candidates who were appointed to the Supreme Court. Did not happen. Joy Behar on The View. Talk about a male bashing television show. Take a listen to this.
This is what I grew up with, that men are supposed to protect
I
you
too.
From these predatory males.
I do too.
And they're not doing that.
And believe
On the
you.
Contrary,
but we have
if
to...
these people in Congress right now, and not Senate Judiciary Committee, these white men, old, by the way, mm-hmm. are not protecting women. They're yeah. protecting a man who is probably guilty. If you're not Judge Kavanaugh, take the lie detector test.
Yeah.
Prove it the way she did and the way Anita Hill did, that they were not lying. Let's see that from you. Or are you a coward?
Yeah.
Okay, Joy Behar is a miserable, just wretched woman. Now, first of all, she talks about old white men. Excuse me? Joy, sweetheart, you're 75. You're no spring chicken. But I don't see anybody saying, well, Joy Behar, you know what? You're an old woman. You're 75. Therefore, we shouldn't listen to you or attack you. Come on. That's nonsense. And them being white, who cares? And then she goes on to say, well, he should take the lie detector test. And I believe her. She's probably right. He's probably guilty, she says. He's probably guilty. How do we know? We haven't even heard from this Blasey Ford. We haven't heard a lick except what's in this letter. We haven't seen, and it's not a lie detector, it's a polygraph test. We haven't seen it. We haven't heard what she has to say. We haven't heard her story. We don't know. Last week on the show, I stated that in this country, the pendulum always shifts from one extreme to the other. Now, the Me Too movement, we talked about, and I've talked about numerous times, when these guys are scumbags, the Harvey Weinsteins, there's a pattern. And these guys are scumbags. They deserve to go down. But we don't deserve to see our people that are accused without having their right to be heard, whether it's the accuser or the accused, and all of a sudden everybody passing judgment. We've seen this movie before. Crystal Magnum. Sergeant Steve, do you remember the name Crystal Magnum? I know it sounds like a libation, but Crystal Magnum, does that name ring a bell?
It does, but I can't recall exactly why.
That was the woman in the Duke lacrosse.
Yes.
Allegation of rape, that she was raped. Attempted rape by three white kids from the Duke lacrosse team.
Back in 2006, I believe.
That was in 2000, I think it was, something along those lines. I think it was somewhere along those lines. But about 10 years ago, March 2006, that is correct. She's a stripper at a party organized by members of the Duke lacrosse team. And she went out and said afterward that she was raped, called police afterwards. Well, as it turned out, of course, there was a rush to judgment. The university immediately suspended the players. The coach came out and said, look, I believe these guys, and I don't think we should suspend the team until the DNA, or suspend our season, or suspend these players until the DNA evidence comes in. Well, what happened? The coach was castigated, absolutely castigated. He eventually was terminated by Duke. But he's doing the same thing that the women are saying, that all these senators and the Democrats are saying about Kavanaugh. Oh, we believe this woman. We believe that she was sexually assaulted. Well, wait a minute. Let's wait for the facts to come in. And what happened in the Duke lacrosse rape case? Mike Nifong, the district attorney, refused to see evidence. They had on an ATM surveillance camera, they showed one of the players who was accused to have done this at the time that she was there, wasn't even there. He didn't want to show the evidence, refused to look at the evidence. Long story short, the Duke players were all exonerated. I think they received settlements. The word is around $20 million from Duke University. But meanwhile, their families were harassed. The community, the entire community went after these kids and Duke, and they were all entitled, and it never happened. Meanwhile, this woman, Crystal Magnum, serving 20 years for murdering her boyfriend. Oh, and by the way, Mike Nifong, the district attorney, ended up being disbarred and spending time in jail for his mishandling of the case. The moral of the story is, let's see what she has to say. I want to hear what he has to say. But no, today, this Me Too movement, men were all guilty. Unacceptable.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction, the result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and... Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Are we enjoying the unity and peace our immoral, godless leaders promised if we would just give up the idea of God? No, we are experiencing violence, hatred, immorality, chaos, and much more, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Sadly, those practicing lawlessness are living under a strong delusion of lies as they reject God's truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
This is Diane Hawks at the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
Well, before we get back to discussing the war on men, the assault on men, the attack on men, where now men are presumed guilty until proven innocent, it is time for us to engage in absolute, unadulterated alpha male pleasure maneuvers. And the first step to doing that is pulling out a fantastic cigar to enjoy for the National Cigar Lightation and Libation Ceremony. So I have pulled out a cigar that is going to pair perfectly with the libation that I have selected today. I've selected a Padron 1926 Series Number 6. Natural. 4 3/4 inches in length, 50 ring gauge or 50 64ths of an inch in diameter. It is a Robusto. The Padron Siri 1926 comes in both a natural Nicaraguan wrapper and a Nicaraguan Maduro. They are Nicaraguan puros, meaning Nicaraguan wrapper, binder, and filler. The Padron 1926 series, created to celebrate Padron founder Jose O. Padron's 75th birthday, a nice, rich, full-bodied cigar smoking experience that is unbelievably smooth and complex. What I love about these, I just love the real tight box press on these cigars. They just feel good in your hands. Very, very nice cigar. They are always in incredible demand. No ifs, no ands, no buts. And I've just pulled out this particular beautiful Padron 1926 series number 6 from my humidor. Been aging probably at least 2 years since the last time I was down at the Padron headquarters down in Miami when I visited the entire Padron family, including Jose O. Padron at the time. We taped an incredible multi-hour interview that ran, I think, over about a 3 or 4 week period 2 years ago. Fantastic time that we had. This particular cigar will run, you're looking for this particular cigar, it's going to be about $13, $14. It is not an inexpensive cigar. It is a super premium cigar, and it is super delicious and a super cigar smoking experience. So I will enjoy the Padron 1926 series number 6 natural today.
Cigar altering and highly sharpened leaf exposing device.
Well, I'm going to use, I've not used a bullet cut in a long time. I normally use the self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine or a cigar scissors, but I'm going to use a bullet cut. It is looks like a little round piercer, and you just pierce the head of the cigar. I usually do two different piercings. That way it gives me the opportunity to control how much of the filler leaves I want exposed of the head of the cigar. So that's what I would use today. Actually, this was given to me by the folks over at Davidoff. It's an Avo piercer, Avo bullet cut. That's what I would use today in my Padron 1926 series numero 6.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, the guys in the white jackets and the white pocket protectors, I've got the Mala Make America Lightate again. This is version 2.0. I used it last week. It's got 4 or 5 jet flames, big tank, beautiful-looking lightation device. That's what I would use today.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
All right, you cannot hear this, but I'm actually making one circle. Okay, I'm a little punch with the little punch cutter or the bullet cutter. All right, there's one. Now what I want to do is I want to expose just a little bit more of the filler leaves from the head of the cigar, so I'm going to do that right there. Perfect. All right. Again, punch cut, very nice way to cut your cigar, a little different than a standard guillotine. Let me toast the foot of this Padron 1926 series number 6. Oh, this is beautiful. Wow. I normally am a Maduro fan on the Padrons. I love their Maduros. I just love how they taste. I love the taste, the aroma. But I'm going for the natural because I think it's going to pair up very nicely with my bourbon selection today. So I'll puff and rotate. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. Fabulous flavor. Great aroma. Great draw. No rush. Taking my time. Blow on the foot of the cigar. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect light. Nice even amber glow across of this 50 ring gauge Padron 1926 series. Now, I've selected a libation in honor of our second hour guest as we celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month. Harlan Wheatley of the Buffalo Trace Distillery will be joining us in hour number 2 from the Frankfort, Kentucky Distillery. So I need a libation that is appropriate for this cigar that also is appropriate for our guests. So without any further delay.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, I have in front of me a bottle of Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, aged at least 4 years. There's no age statement on the bottle. We're seeing that now in many of the, or on many of the Kentucky bourbons. But we know that it's at least 51% corn, and we know that it is aged in new charred oak barrels. It must be, otherwise it could not legally be called bourbon in this country. Made in Kentucky, Frankfort, Kentucky, Buffalo Trace Distillery. Harlan Wheatley, who will be our guest, the master distiller, oversees the process. This is the kind of bourbon that you can never go wrong with. You're looking at about a $35 or so suggested retail price for a 750-milliliter bottle. I would say this is a must-have in any bar. I would say Jack Daniel's or Gentleman Jack is a must-have. Buffalo Trace, you can never go wrong. It is very, very pleasant. In 2017, at the American Whiskey Masters, it won the gold medal in the premium bourbon category. Let me pour a little bit in my whiskey Glencairn glass here, and I will swirl it around. It has a beautiful-looking caramel color to it. Some spice, some sweetness. A little cinnamon, a little rum on the nose. Let me say cheers. And I will taste, and I'm going to do the Kentucky chew, where I'm going to put it in my mouth, swirl it, I'm going to bite down on it. As we learn the Kentucky chew that Fred Noe originally created. Very nice. Definitely some spiciness. Almost a maple brown sugar type note. Definitely the wood taste. Almost like a little raisin type of taste. Nice finish, little spiciness. Take another sip. Outstanding. Take a puff. My Padron 1926 Siri Natural number 6. Outstanding. So the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony is now complete, and I'm going to keep this bottle of Buffalo Trace open in case I need a little bit later on, actually. Oh, we're talking with Harlan Wheatley, master distiller of Buffalo Trace, in the next hour. I'm sure I'll be sampling and enjoying some of this fine Buffalo Trace, as well as some of their Eagle Rare, which is also one of my favorites. Let me go back to talking about the assault on men here, the attack on men. We are now living in an era where men, and I understand this hashtag MeToo nonsense, I get it. And we have seen, though, an explosion, rightly so. We saw the Harvey Weinsteins, and we saw a few weeks ago Les Moonves, the CEO and chairman of CBS. And there are a lot of these scumbags. Charlie Rose. I mean, some of the things you read about Les Moonves dropping his trousers and, you know, like wanting a blow joy from you know, an employee. Come on. I mean, who does that? Who does that? So clearly, there's something wrong with men that do that. And those men that do that should be appropriately taken to task, taken to the woodshed, and appropriately disciplined, punished, whatever, however you want to deal with it. But now all of a sudden, when people are hiding behind this Me Too movement to accuse men without even coming forward and saying, look, I want to present my evidence. And now if a man says, hey, I'm innocent of these accusations and I'm going to defend myself, now all of a sudden the men are saying, or the women are saying, wait a minute, you as a man, you have no right to say that you are innocent. You have no right to exonerate yourself. We must now presume that all women are correct. They're not lying. Well, we talked about the Duke rape case. Tawana Brawley, Al Sharpton, accused I think it was a district attorney or a high-level government official of raping and attacking her. Well, it turned out to be total 100% fabricated bull spit. I did not say the full BS word, bull spit, S-P-I-T. But what we are seeing now is men must prove their innocence. You're automatically presumed guilty until a man proves his innocence. Unless, of course, you're a Democrat. At which point, you can sexually harass and you can rape and you can molest any woman you want, because your fellow Democrats will never go after you. Look at Keith Ellison, abused his girlfriend. She's coming out saying, hey, I've got a story, everybody ignoring her. Why is that? Because if you are a Democrat male that is accused of some sort of impropriety, no, you're presumed innocent, and the woman is guilty. But if you are a Republican male, well, then all hell and fury are going to break loose. And what we're seeing now is an overcorrection. We're seeing the pendulum overcorrect, shift from one extreme to the other. So now all of a sudden, a man is guilty until proven innocent. No due process, no fair hearing. We saw all these senators, Mazie Hirono saying, wait a minute, men, just shut up. Get on board. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, oh, the men of the Judiciary Committee, you're the ones now that are bullying this woman into testifying. Meanwhile, this is the woman that came out. This Dr. Blasey Ford saying, her attorney saying, she wants to testify and tell her story. Well, it's amazing what happens. All of a sudden, setting all these conditions to testify that nobody else has set conditions for. She wants security, wants to go after Kavanaugh.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Caldwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Caldwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSP Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSP Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is effective life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Of mine, who I got a friend who's telling me, he's like, yeah, you know, I got a couple of female employees that are problems. They're just, I'm going to have to make a change. Not because he said, hey, look, I've fired male employees too. And I said, well, you better, number one, if you have any conversations, you better make sure they're right out open. He goes, well, I got a conference room that's open. Don't dare bring her in your office. You got to cover your tracks. Cover your ass now. If you're a man, you have to assume, and this is horrible, you have to assume that every woman is going to accuse you of something. Sexual harassment, workplace harassment, whatever the case is, you have to go under the assumption that they are going to go after you. And if you legitimately need to terminate a female employee, you better have all your bases covered. Don't ever meet with that woman individually. Any meeting should have one or two witnesses. It should be done out in the open. In fact, I was just reading an article, a few months ago. I can't remember the publication. Where a guy who's got a company said, you know, we are now, when we're renovating our offices, we will have all of our offices are going to be open with glass, our conference room. We are going to put surveillance cameras and people know they're being recorded. So that this way, if somebody says, oh, this person harassed me in their office, well, here's the tape. And it's pathetic that we have to go to that extreme. And I tell men, if you're ever going to break up with a woman, don't you dare break up with that woman or tell your wife you want a divorce, don't you ever do it in your house. You better do it in public, because all she has to do is say, I'm calling the police, whether it's true or not, that you physically attacked me. And we've seen stories of this before. Men get kicked out of their own houses, restraining orders against them going into their own houses. Why? Because a woman comes in and said, you know what? I called police, and the police have to investigate and have to assume that you're guilty. So I tell people, I have a friend of mine who's just in the process breaking up with a longtime girlfriend. I said, do it in public. Make sure that there are loads of people around that see what's going on. They're witnesses. Don't you dare for a second do it at her place or your place or where there's no other witnesses, period. And don't you ever let her come back to your house alone, period. She knocks on the door and says, I need to talk to you. Don't open the door. Don't answer it. Say, I will meet you out somewhere in public. And if she keeps ringing, call the police and say, hey, there's somebody that's trespassing on my property. It's shameful that we have to think in those terms. But, man, you have to watch your own behind. You have to CYA, cover your ass. And we're going to get to a point where men are going to say, is it worth it that I hire women where I have the chance of being accused of sexually harassing them, or I have the chance of being accused of inappropriate workplace behavior? Men are going to start protecting themselves. And I'm telling you, when men start talking and a woman comes up, wouldn't surprise me down the road where you see men saying, oh, we're not going to continue this conversation because we don't want the perception that this could be a sexually explicit conversation or somebody's telling a joke or showing something. And all of a sudden a woman says, oh, I feel harassed because they told a dirty joke in front of me. We're getting to that point. And these Democrat women are now weaponizing women for political gain against men. I'm telling you, there will be a giant backlash. Giant backlash. And to besmirch someone, again, I don't know whether this happened or not. Now, Kavanaugh said, I'm willing to come in and talk. Well, if Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, whose attorney initially said, yep, I'm ready to talk, happy to talk, she's ready to tell her story. Well, great. Tell your story. I want to hear it. Show up. And don't play games with the Judiciary Committee saying, well, I can only testify between 203 and 218 on Thursday. The moon has to be in the right position. The temperature has to be between 68 and 69.3 degrees. And I can't have this person in the room, and I need security, and I need a private jet to transport me from my home in California to Washington. I need to be put up at the Ritz-Carlton, the Four Seasons or the Mayflower, and I have to have a five-course dinner prepared by Chef Boyardee. If this attorney starts making nonsensical demands, red flag, red flag, red flag, and I'm not going to be someone like these Democrat men and these Democrat women saying, we have to believe her, we have to believe her. No, let the evidence tell us what we have to believe.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Sampler, including the 15th anniversary. This cigar commemorates Rocky's 15th anniversary in the cigar industry with a robust blend featuring notes of toasted spices, roasted coffee, and almonds. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha. As cigar connoisseurs, we love sampling cigars with different wrappers, different taste profiles from different countries. And I have got the perfect way that you can sample fabulous cigars delivered directly to you each month. It is the Cigar Dave Officers Club. For $22.95 per month, you will get three of the latest and greatest cigars shipped directly to you each month. We have featured some incredible cigars. The Perdomo 20th Anniversary. From Alec Bradley Cigars, the Prensado Lost Art. We featured the Plasencia Cosecha 146. We had an incredible Davidoff portfolio sampler, and we've got many new cigars that we'll be featuring in the months ahead. So become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and join now. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. The Cigar Dave Officers Club. Join CigarDave.com/Officers Club today.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, those of you that are members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, you received your August 2018 selections, a couple of weeks ago, the Fonseca Classics, fabulous cigars, smooth, creamy, beautiful Connecticut Shade wrapper, and I'm pleased to tell you the October 2018 selection, well, correction, the September 2018 selection, I'm jumping ahead of myself. From Rocky Patel, you will be receiving a Rocky Patel 15th anniversary, a Rocky Patel Royale, and a Rocky Patel Vintage 2006 San Andreas, one of my favorite cigars. Three award-winning cigars from Rocky Patel. If you are a member of the Officers Club, you will be getting those cigars. They'll be shipping middle of next week. You should have them hopefully by next weekend. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, we've got some fantastic cigars from A.J. Fernandez that will be shipped to you for the October 2018 selection. So if you're not a member of the Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com right now, click on Officers Club, and join our two of the
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Celebrate your history. Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through October 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2018, October 5th through the 7th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Thursday, that's the day that Christine Ford reportedly agreed to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
The attorney for Ford saying her client had agreed to appear to, in her words, provide her firsthand knowledge of Brett Kavanaugh's sexual misconduct. Ford alleges a drunken Kavanaugh attacked her at a high school party outside Washington more than three decades ago. Kavanaugh strenuously denies the allegations and has said he looks forward to testifying to clear his name.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. At the Values Voter Summit in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence says the conduct of Democrats during Kavanaugh's confirmation have been a disservice to the country. The
President and I are confident the Senate Republicans will manage this confirmation properly with the utmost respect for all concerned. And I believe that Judge Brett Kavanaugh will soon be Justice Brett Kavanaugh and take his seat on the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
Former Republican Congressman Frank Wolf of Virginia was honored at the Values Voter Summit gala this evening. During his time in Congress, Wolf authored the International Religious Freedom Act and was an influential voice for religious freedom and human rights. The Family Research Council, which sponsors the summit, awarded Wolf with its Vision and Leadership Award. Florence may be gone, but North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the danger remains.
The storm itself is gone, but its treacherous flood waters remain. If you live in southeastern North Carolina, don't let your guard down. Stay alert for flood warnings and evacuation orders.
And there's still lots of people, thousands, as a matter of fact, without power. And a lot of roads are still underwater. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Authorities in New York City are facing an epic security and logistical challenge with the coming arrival of President Trump and other world leaders for the UN General Assembly meeting on Monday.
The NYPD says it will deploy thousands of extra police officers to protect both the UN and Trump Tower. The security arsenal includes police boats and divers patrolling the East River near the UN and teams of officers trained to respond to chemical, biological, and other potential terror threats, including killer drones or assassins armed with poison following attacks like this abroad. Officials say so far there have been no credible threats. Julie Walker, New York.
On this date in 1950, Omar Bradley was promoted to the rank of five-star general, joining an elite group including Dwight Eisenhower, Douglas MacArthur, George Marshall, and Henry Hap Arnold. More on these stories at townhall.com. Amazon has a message for you shoppers. Shop small.
The online retailer has launched a new section of its site called Amazon Storefronts. It only lists products sold by small and medium-sized businesses in the U.S. The company says smaller companies can get lost among its millions of products, and it wants a way for shoppers to find them more easily. Amazon says more than a million products from about 20,000 businesses were selected to be featured on the site based on ratings from customers.
Jeremy House reporting. The new site is also a way for Amazon to try to boost its image at a time when it's facing scrutiny for its growing power, as well as continued criticism that it's taking business from small shops. Blue Boy, the long-awaited makeover for the famous painting, the priceless portrait of the boy dressed in all blue, now being restored at the Huntington Library in San Marino, California. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, Alpha Puppy Canine, Pendragon's Royal Baron, has just cozied up to me, and the aroma of my Padron 1926 Siri Natural, and he's eyeing the bottle of Buffalo Trace, but no joy. He's not going to get, he can get enjoy the aroma of the cigar as it wafts around me here in Command Center Alpha, but he will not get a sip of the Buffalo Trace. Nope. Although I must say, clearly the pup has very good taste. All right, in this hour we will be joined as we celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month. We'll be joined by Harlan Wheatley, the master distiller at Buffalo Trace Distillery. He'll join us from the distillery in Frankfort, Kentucky. And next week, we are going to really pour it on for Bourbon Heritage Month. Giant tasting, 25-plus bourbons and American whiskeys. Hard to believe, September's almost over. And we are right in the swing of a very critical time of year, because as soon as September ends, we go into Cigar Oktoberfest, where we celebrate all sorts of beers. We've already got great guests lined up as we celebrate great beer and cigars for a Cigaran Oktoberfest. All right, let's change gears here a little bit. We got I went a little bit longer than I would like to about the attack on men, especially as it deals with all those Democrats and senators in the Dr. Christine Blasey Ford accusation against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. We will see where that turns out. Of course, the Senate Judiciary Committee came back with all sorts of possibilities and counter alternatives to what Blasey Ford's attorney had suggested. We'll just have to see where that goes. But we have spoken to you about the Salt Bay. Salt Bay's name is Nusret Gökçe. He is from Turkey. And he is known for his steakhouses, primarily in Turkey, and now they're around the world in South America, and they just opened one in New York, one in Miami. And the Salt Bay is before anyone else. Oh, as soon as I started talking about steak, Pendragon's Royal Baron, Puppy Baron here, is looking at me saying, steak? Did you say, because he knows when I say Baron, want, come here, Baron, you want a little steak? You want a little, oh, the ears went up. I'm going to have to take a picture and send this out on social media. You want a little steak, Baron? Oh, yeah, the ears came right up. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. My German Shepherd is definitely not a vegetarian, that I can tell you. But the Salt Bay, before anyone else, we've talked about him before. He's noted, he's got the sunglasses, he's got the dark hair, ponytail, swept back. And then he salts the meat afterward like a cobra, where he takes the salt, the little kosher salt, puts it in his palm, tilts his arm back, and it looks like a cobra. So what happens is the salt, as it comes down, hits his elbow and goes right onto the meat. And the prices of his on his menu are not cheap in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I'm looking right now at some of the menu prices. Here's somebody that posted something from, it's called Nusret, N-U-S-R-E-T, Nusret in New York City. They ordered, let's see here, the Bay Tomahawk, B-A-E, the Bay Tomahawk, $275. That same tomahawk I could have probably bought for about 30 bucks. He ordered the tomahawk, side of spinach, 15 bucks. I love it. For a Diet Coke, they charge 7 bucks. Got to love it in New York. Two Cabernet Sauvignon glasses, $31.50 a glass. And he shows how much the check was. Now, he had some Vostell water, two bottles of Camus. He had all sorts of the meat sushi, the Nusret salad, 25 bucks for a Nusret salad. The bill was 1,400 bucks. So it is not inexpensive. I mean, you look at their burgers, it's like 30, 40 bucks. If you want the sliced beef filet, very thin, 70 bucks. They call a spaghetti steak, a thinly sliced steak strips, 70 bucks. Not cheap. Whole rack of lamb, 250. So again, you're not talking about an inexpensive proposition here. Well, coming back from a trip to China, Venezuelan dictator Pinko Nicolas Maduro, during a stop in Istanbul, Turkey, decided to stop for a nice, scrumptious steak dinner at Nusret Steakhouse. And Nusret happened to be there. Now, you got to remember that in Venezuela, under the great socialist Venezuelan system, people are hungry. The country is broke. Inflation is 1,000,000% a year. 30% of the people eat only one meal a day, infants suffering from malnutrition. Many people in Venezuela living on a dollar a day. 9 of 10 households in Venezuela are living in poverty, according to a 2017 study. But, of course, when it comes time to Nicolas Maduro, he's got no problem living it up. While his people suffer and his country is broke, he's got plenty of dough and plenty of time to go to Nusret Steakhouse in Istanbul, Turkey. And there were pictures. The way that everybody found out about this is because Nusret, who's got, I don't know, 12, 13 million followers on Instagram, the Salt Bay, posted videos and pictures of Nicolas Maduro there chowing down on big chunks of red meat that were, of course, sliced and sprinkled with the salt by Nusret. They show him selecting a cigar, Maduro selecting a cigar from a humidor alongside First Lady Celia Flores. So he's living it up. And Nusret says it's an honor to have the president of Venezuela here for dinner. And I'm looking at this, and I'm almost in disbelief as I'm looking at these. Does this Nusret not know what the hell's going on in Venezuela? Is he, just so oblivious to it or just doesn't care? And the way Maduro looks, I mean, he's got his cigar like he's living it up, like he doesn't care, everything is great. And then I happen to see these videos. So I'm looking at these videos, I'm looking at these pictures, and I'm thinking to myself, how ostentatious, how just tone deaf to the people. While your people are suffering, who you could give two hoots about, you're living it up. And Salt Bay is thrilled to have this guy in his restaurant. I'm sorry. Guy comes into my restaurant. I'm like, I don't want to serve this guy. He tortures his people, throws his political dissidents in jail and in exile. Forget it. Well, Salt Bay ended up, because he got so much flack, ends up deleting the Instagram post, but not after it already went viral. And, of course, the insult had really already taken place. And there were some interesting quotes. The exiled former president of the country's National Assembly, Julio Borges, said, and I quote, "While Venezuelans suffer and die of hunger, Nicolas Maduro and Cili are enjoying themselves at one of the most expensive restaurants in the world." Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who has been a longtime critic of Maduro and Chavez before him, bashed the move, saying, quote, "I don't know who this weirdo Salt Bae is, but the guy he is so proud to host is not the president of Venezuela. He's actually the overweight dictator of a nation where 30% of the people eat only once a day and infants suffer from malnutrition." Well, you can't dispute both of those quotes. Can't dispute things. And I have talked to people that have gone. Now, some people I've talked to said, oh, it's fantastic, it's great. But the majority of people that I know that have gone to the Nusret Steakhouse, both in New York and in Miami, said the same thing. One in Miami said the food was good, but it was way overpriced. One in New York, two people actually that went in New York, said the food was terrible, the service was worse, and it was a total ripoff. I will never go again. I'm sorry, $275 for, what, a 2 pound or 2.5 pound ribeye steak? Forget it. The tomahawk chop ribeye steak? That's absurd. I've been to restaurants where a 2 pound steak is probably $90. I've seen it $100, $110, but I've never seen it for $275. That I have, and $7 for a cola, a Coke? Come on. And you know they charge for refills in New York. So four colas, four Cokes, $28. Hashtag ripoff. Hashtag screw Salt Bae. Hashtag my steaks at home are far better. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, this is an interesting item I came upon that proves eating meat is actually good for your health, good for your chompers, good for your teeth. Dr. Adalbert Fernald, the curator of the Harvard Dental School Museum, has proved that eating a strictly carnivore meat diet is the perfect way to keep the human mouth in a healthy condition. And that's due to the fact that civilized people don't eat enough meat, and as a rule, they have decayed teeth. What happened was, it goes back to the noted Arctic explorer Commander Donald B. McMillan, who obtained 90 impressions of the teeth of the Eskimos of Smith Sound, who were meat eaters. They're the farthest north residents of any human beings. And he did this at the request of Dr. Fernald, who wanted to get the models for the Dental School Museum. So on one of his Arctic expeditions, Commander McMillan gets these impressions. And from the impressions, models have been constructed. Commander McMillan said the Smith Sound Eskimos average about 4 ounces of vegetable matter each year per capita. Think about that. 4 ounces per year of vegetable per year. Now, for the average, I go, yesterday I had lunch, and I had steamed broccoli for my lunch, and I had them weigh it. I think there was about 6.5 ounces. That is 150% more than what the average Smith Sound Eskimo eats of vegetables in a year. Here's what's interesting. Only one tooth of the 616 contained in the models was deformed. All the models represented mouths and teeth that were wonderfully developed. More definitive proof that eating a meat diet and maintaining healthy teeth is optimal. Of the 616 teeth, only 7 are missing. Dr. Fernald stated that the same number of teeth in the mouths of New England people, he would expect to find more than 100 missing. It's very interesting. And what they have found, that they compared that to the Yucatan natives during a southern expedition that Commander McMillan went on. And they got secured the impressions of Yucatan natives. Those Yucatan natives are known as being heavy vegetable eaters. Most of them eat no meat whatsoever. What they found from the impressions, their teeth were very much decayed. At a surprisingly early age, their teeth lost all semblance of even a normal healthy condition. Most of them, when middle-aged, had practically no teeth. And it's been the experience of most dentists that those people who have the healthiest teeth are those that eat the most meat. So think about this. We always hear, don't eat meat. Meat terrible. Well, meat we're finding good for your teeth. People say, don't eat meat. All that fat, all that cholesterol. It's not the fat and cholesterol. It's not from steak, from natural food, from eggs or meats. All the stuff that we were told. by the Department of Agriculture, the food pyramid. Start your day off with a healthy breakfast, grains and cereals loaded with sugars, right? Forget it. Wrong. How come we'd always see people from, I remember my grandparents, they would eat the chicken fat, and they would have meat that had the fat, and my grandmother would make eggs loaded with butter. And they all lived. My grandfather to 85, my grandmother to 98 and a half. They didn't have Lipitor cholesterol medications back then. What's the difference? No processed foods, did not have all the sugars. Sugar, processed foods are the enemy, not meat. So, therefore, eat meat. We will talk with Master Distiller Harlan Wheatley of Buffalo Trace Distillery as we celebrate National Bourbon Heritage Month next.
The September selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the Rocky Patel Acclaimed Sampler, featuring the 2006 Vintage San Andreas. This cigar has an 11-year-old San Andreas wrapper with Nicaraguan fillers and a Connecticut broadleaf binder. It's a spicy, medium to full-bodied smoke with a rich, leathery finish. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Harlan Wheatley, Master Distiller of Buffalo Trace Distillery, here to the Cigar Dave Show. Harlan, great to have you on again.
Glad to be here.
Harlan, tell us a little bit about your background, how you became a master distiller.
Well, I'm from Kentucky. I've got family that was in the distilling business, and I went to college at the University of Kentucky. My degree's in chemical engineering and chemistry. I had 2 degrees. And really boiled down to, I didn't want to leave too far from home. And the industry's pretty big there in Kentucky. So I was fortunate enough to have a position come open there in Frankfort at Buffalo Trace, straight out of college. And I've been there about 20 years and been exposed to a lot of great guys like Elmer T. Lee and Gary Gayhart, and gave me a lot of good experience on the job training, you know, and things. And so it just all worked out.
Now, the Buffalo Trace Distillery, which is located in Frankfort, Kentucky, has been known as the George T. Stagg Distillery, the OFC Distillery. Now it's known by the namesake brand Buffalo Trace Distillery. But that is the oldest continuously operating distillery in the country, correct?
It is, and it's also the largest capacity, single capacity for bourbon whiskey. So it's a pretty large facility. We're about 140 acres. And we crank out a lot of bourbon.
And that is on the National Historic Register, the National Register of Historic Places, because it was built initially back in 1920.
You got it. And one of the things we're pretty proud of is the fact that we're also operating. So it's a National Historic Landmark, which, along with a couple other thousand landmarks, however, it's one of the few working landmarks.
Let's talk about, you've got a whole lineup of incredible bourbons, and we're going to touch on a few of them. You got Buffalo Trace. I've got actually a bottle of Buffalo Trace in front of me, an Eagle Reserve single barrel that I'll be enjoying today during our discussion. But I also want to get into your experimental collection, which, by the way, I cannot find anywhere. Everywhere I go, they're like, nope, sorry, sold out, can't get it. So yeah. I'm going to try to have to get my hands on that, but I want to talk about the Single Oak Project, of course, Pappy Van Winkle, the White Dog, which is kind of a very unique spirit, and the Blanton Single Barrel. But first, let's talk about the namesake, the eponymously named Buffalo Trace. Tell me about that bourbon, the origins, and what the Buffalo Trace, what goes into that.
You know, we've been distilling there for 240 years, and we made a lot of different products. But the thing is, we weren't really known for, we didn't, when you came to the distillery, you didn't really know where you had been. In 1998, we started this bourbon because we wanted a bourbon that represented the distillery. And the reason we are there is because the Buffalo crossed the Kentucky River. And the reason the distillery settled and built there is because the buffalo forged a trail or a trace. And so we did that in honor of that legacy. And when we started the product, I was fortunate enough to be part of that. And when we started that product, we wanted to put the very best all-around bourbon that we can put into that product. And so it's an eight-year-old small batch, very hands-on. We're able to control quality. The package was voted on by the employees, so it's a true offering of the distillery, and we think it's our best all-around bourbon.
All right, when we come back with Harlan Wheatley, Master Distiller Buffalo Trace, I've been enjoying my Buffalo Trace, and I've got my bottle right here, brand-new bottle, and when I come back, we'll get into talking about Buffalo Trace bourbon. We'll get into the taste nuances, the flavor profiles. Want to mention my Syracuse Orange Men. Yes, I know their name is the Orange. I still refer to them as the Orange Men. I'm not politically correct. Did a number to the Florida State Seminoles last week, 30-7 at the very hot and humid Carrier Dome. 88 degrees in the Carrier Dome, 87 outside the Carrier Dome. I've been to games in September. There's no air conditioning, ironically, at a dome named after a big air conditioning company. It is hot and stifling, but the Orange Men, big win, 3-0, baby. Dino Babers, we're turning the program around. Much more to get to. We'll continue.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Day.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florida wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium medium-bodied and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Redding's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Redding. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
% USDA certified alpha male with zero trace of wussification. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Celebrating Bourbon Heritage Month, Harlan Wheatley, master distiller, Buffalo Trace Distillery, joining us front and center. Harlan, I have just poured a beautiful glass of the Buffalo Trace Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And before I get ready to do my color analysis and my aroma analysis and taste analysis, tell us about this specific bourbon, the composition, the various elements, raw materials that you use. I know obviously corn at least 51%, but what makes the Buffalo Trace bourbon unique?
Well, the main difference between Buffalo Trace and probably competitors is, again, small batch, very hands-on. We taste every single batch, and we actually compare it to the very first batch we made in 1999. We use corn, rye, and malted barley. So we say it's a rye, bourbon whiskey, straight bourbon whiskey. And our target is 8 years old, even though we don't put that on the bottle. That's our target. With our taste profile and what we're looking for. It's one of our low rye recipes. So we're looking for sweetness, but we're also balancing that with age and with that rye to give it a little bit of character and complexity. So I think compared to our competitors in that price range, you're going to get a lot more flavor. You're going to get a little bit of complexity and spice and true bourbon character. So,
well, and interesting because earlier in the show I was talking about when you have an older bourbon, you're going to have more of the charred oak wood flavors, which gives it a little bit more strength, more fuller flavor. And if you add a high rye content, you're really going to have a flavorful powerhouse. So with the lower rye content and the longer age, that balances out the Buffalo Trace a bit?
That's right. That's what we're after. We're trying to balance that flavor as it ages. So the oldest of that recipe is the George T. Stagg, and we let that go for 15 years. And, of course, that's barrel strength. And so you're getting everything you love about that bourbon, everything, there is, uncut and unfiltered in the Stag. So.
And let's talk about barrel strength. While you're talking about that, for people that may not know, what is barrel strength?
We've got a few bourbons that we offer at barrel strength. And the reason we do that is because we want to show everybody what the maximum flavor and characteristics there are in that recipe. So we use, the Buffalo Trace recipe for the Stag, so that recipe. And then we also use the Thomas Handy, which is the rye whiskey. So if you like rye whiskeys, then we offer that. And then we also, instead of using rye, we use wheat, so wheated bourbon and the William LaRue Weller. And so those three main recipes are our flagship recipes, and we offer them at that full strength. So nothing is removed. There's no filtration. It's basically straight out of the barrel minus the char.
Gotcha. Now, I have the Buffalo Trace in front of me here, so I'm going to swirl it in my whiskey snifter here. First thing I'm noticing, the color. It's light, light caramel color, almost with a slight amber hue, but very very pleasant looking. Going to take the aroma here. Take one more sniff here. Trying to be a professional, Harlan, like a master distiller such as yourself, to really capture all
That's
the
right.
nuances. And I'm noticing
That's
some
right.
sweetness. Can definitely notice the corn. A little bit of a floral type note on my nose here, but very, very pleasant. Almost a sweetness on the nose.
Yep. And, you should be getting that.
And I'm going to say cheers to you, and I'm going to take a sip. Wow, that is very smooth. A little bit of warmth on the – I use the CDWF. I call it the Cigar Dave Warm Factor,
yep.
1 to 10. And there's no right or wrong where it's not like you're rating something. To me, it's just how much warmth is there on the palate going down. To me, it's about a 5, but it's very smooth. I like the flavor.
Right.
I can taste a little bit of the rye. Definitely that 8 years of aging in the barrel, you get a little bit of that spiciness, but it is a very, very pleasant sipping bourbon. And before I do anything, Harlan, I always sip it neat. I want to get the full flavor, and then I'll put a couple of rocks in there and then chill it just a little bit. But very pleasant. And again, for the price, I think I've seen this anywhere between $25 to $28. You can't go wrong.
That's kind of the way we feel about it, but it's up to the customer. So.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a room full of 100 people, generally there's going to be 25 or 30 of those that really, really like it, and then there's going to be 25 or 30 people that really like, say, a rye whiskey, or they might like a wheated bourbon. So that's why we try to diversify our products. If you're not quite happy with that taste profile, then we can offer other things. But that's our flagship. That's the one we're most proud of. So.
Harlan, is that the number one seller?
For
Buffalo Trace?
Yeah, that is our number one product, and it's the one that we make the most of. We're continuing to build for the future. People ask me, what do you do these days? And we're basically preparing for, we're managing growth, basically, and we're preparing for the future. So
I was going to say, we talked about Maker's Mark earlier because I sipped some Maker's 46. And a year and a half ago, when Maker's had the brilliant idea that they would cut down the, they would add a little bit more water content, so they would cut the bourbon, and came out saying, well, it doesn't change the taste in any way, shape, or form. My answer at the time was, why would you screw around with a product that has been so successful? And to your diehard consumers, you are changing the product. And boy, after 2 days of backlash, they changed their tune very, very quickly. And even though bourbon is the number one growth spirit now in the United States, and I'd probably venture the entire world, and just like cigars had a big renaissance, big explosion, manufacturers have to be very careful, and so you're preparing for the future. So you want to anticipate needs, but at the same time, you don't want to just pump out a huge quantity and degrade the product in any way, shape, or form.
Right. There's lots of ways to manage the growth. Makers chose that, and, you know, they retracted it. But one of the ways, that, unfortunately for us, we're just simply not going to change the quality of our products. But the negative to that is we literally run out of bourbon. So,
right.
You know, 8 years ago we made a certain amount of bourbon, and that's all we've got. You know, people ask me all the time, why don't you just make more? And I would love to, but we have to let it age for 8 years, which is a little bit different than other distilleries. The average age for other distilleries is probably around 4 years old, 4 or 5 at the most. And our products are 7 or 8 years old. So, it requires us to do a lot more planning, put a lot more bourbon away. We have to have more storage. So, you know, a little bit more planning, involved. But I can't snap my fingers and have more today. I'll have plenty in 8 years, hopefully. But, that depends on the demand. So, you know, everybody needs a crystal ball.
And you can't rush the hands of time.
You cannot rush, Father time or Mother Nature.
That's exactly right. Well, I have to tell you, this Buffalo Trace goes beautifully with my Padron Family Reserve 50-year cigar, which is a also a very limited offering. Just wonderful compliment. Now, let's talk about the Eagle Reserve. I've just opened the bottle, and as you tell us about it, I'm going to pour it. Beautiful-looking bottle. Eagle is probably my favorite bird because it, to me, symbolizes the expanse of the United States. It symbolizes freedom. It's our national, really, bird symbol for good reason, because it's a powerful, strong bird. So tell me about Eagle Rare Single Barrel.
Eagle Rare is something that we've been really happy with over the years, because we took a brand, you know, Eagle Rare has been around for a long time, but we basically renovated it in 2000. And we changed the product completely from, you know, an everyday bourbon to a single barrel, 10-year-old bourbon. And we redid the package. The package has won a few awards by itself, but it's, you know, it's a full bodied. Again, that is also the Buffalo Trace recipe. Now, the difference is you're doing single barrel, 10 years old, more flavor out of the wood, you know, more time in the wood. It also has different locations in the warehouse, which does play a role in that bourbon, because it's such a small amount when we bottle it. So, you know, you're getting more flavor. Some people say that it might be a little bit smoother. I don't know. It just depends on, you know, the person, because personally I like both, you know, for different reasons. But you're definitely picking up more flavor, a little bit darker usually.
Yeah, a little bit darker, but not much. So this is essentially the same Buffalo Trace mash bill. The only difference is that aged 10 years, and it comes from a single barrel.
That's right.
Now, do you get nuances from the various barrels based upon, we talked about this, based upon where the location is, so that every Eagle Rare single barrel could be just a little bit different with the slight nuances in taste?
That's a true statement, but we do still compare our Eagle Rares to a standard. So we put, let's say, 50 samples on a table, and we'll taste all 50 samples. And you know, based on all the upfront work, so we'll do same recipe, same style, same fermentation, same yeast, same style barrels that have been aged for 6 months. The charring's the same. So we try to do a lot of work up front to keep it consistent, but you still have nuances within the wood. And we try to go to generally the same locations in the warehouse. So really the only variable that is tough to manage is the wood. So you do get changes, and we still, so the reason we taste that table is we compare it to that, you know, that standard. And for some reason it's off a little bit or different, then we'll just not use it. So we do, you know, it's pretty consistent. However, if you bought a bottle 4 years ago, there might be a slight difference one way or the other, but it should be pretty consistent.
Well, let me, I've got it in my my snifter here, and I would say that it is what I call a rosado golden color, meaning rosado in Spanish is red, so it's a reddish golden hue. Let me take a little sniff here, the aroma. I would say it's, my first note, it's very tame. It's very smooth, notes of vanilla, but just very pleasant. Let me now take a taste. I'll say cheers.
Yep.
Hmm. Wow. Very balanced, smooth. Delicious. No bite. No, I'm not noticing, for a 10-year, yep, I'm not noticing that real harsh spiciness. It's just very pleasant with a deeper warmth than the Buffalo Trace.
One of the things we're pretty adamant about is on all of our bourbons and whiskeys, really. But in fact, everything we produce, we don't want the B word, either bite or burn.
Right.
You know, if you get that, there's an impurity in there somewhere that shouldn't be there. And, you know, it's hot from out.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and, of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-947-7777.